flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
You want to look at that body? I work out.
I used to. I haven't in a while, to be honest with you. If you are looking for coverage this weekend, keep it on the fan. Yep. Yeah, the game's at 3 o'clock. We're starting at 9.
9.
They started 9 for 1 o'clock. This game's at 3 o'clock, and they're still starting at 9. Do we know the lineup, Lanfield? Is it Earl? My guess is Earl till 1 or so, and then Denton and Linnell till postgame, and then Doc takes over? That's my guess. I don't know. But it's going to be awesome. And the Westwood 1 radio coverage is phenomenal. You can listen to that here. Coverage starts at 9 a.m. Of course, it is a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday.
Yes, it
We're
is.
Enjoying that. It's, I mean, that much more amped up because it is NFC Championship weekend. It's my wife's birthday. It's my mom's birthday. It's a busy day. B, what does it say about my cosmetology that my mom and my wife have the same birthday?
You got to stop the cosmetology, though.
What's it? What is this time of year called?
It ain't cosmetology.
What is your sign if you're born?
Astrology.
Sure, but what is? Do you know what January is?
This may be Aquarius or Capricorn right now, I think.
Well, I don't know, but
I don't know exactly what it is. My brother's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday!
Yeah. He's gonna tell me he's 40, but you know he's. I think he's 61. No, 62.
What do you make be of Eagles fans all of a sudden hating Josh Harris?
They all of a sudden. As soon as he bought this team, they started it.
He owns the Sixers.
That's how they feel. Like, listen, man, he owns the Sixers, but the Eagles run that town. And he bought the team that's directly competing against them. And now the team is in the first year they're in the NFC Championship game. That's why they don't like him. And you know what? If the Sixers go win, they'll cheer him on. But when the football season comes, they're gonna boo him.
The Sixers spend the 9th most money in the NBA. They have a payroll of $186 million.
Yeah. They pay their guys. They do what they need to do to be able to win.
They got good facilities.
But they can't give Embiid a heart.
It's not Josh Harris's fault that Embiid is soft.
Yeah. they can't make him have a heart. Do you know how much, give him courage.
Do you know how much money Embiid's making? Do you know how much money?
He signed a $190 million deal, didn't he?
He's making $51 million this year.
Yeah.
Here's how much money Embiid's making. He's making $51,415,938. He's making so much money that you just kind of round it to $51 million. Mm-hmm. 99% of Americans, if they just made the $415,938 annually, that'd be a lot of money.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
hell yeah.
Do you know what Joel Embiid is going to make in the 2028-2029 season, Brian?
Probably 60-something.
$69 million.
Yeah. And I would,
good luck.
I would come back and add an addendum to that contract. You got to play, dog, or you don't get paid.
Must show some semblance of heart. I don't get the I don't understand being mad. You know who I think you can make a real argument is the best owner in sports?
Ooh.
Stan Kroenke. He owns teams in every sport, and they've all won a title in the last decade.
Well, but you think about
just
think about this. I'm asking this question. If somebody had owned, let's say Ted owned the Wizards, and then he went up and purchased the Eagles, we wouldn't be very kind to him here.
I get that.
That's why it's football rules. I know LeBron talking about basketball runs.
He has since changed his.
He lied because y'all got like 6 million people. Football got 20-something million.
Stan Kroenke, granted he's got Walmart money, but this dude owns the Rams. They won a Super Bowl, right? Stafford, Aaron Donald,
mm-hmm.
owns the Nuggets. What's that big fella they got out there?
Jokic.
Keeps winning MVPs.
The Joker.
They won. The Avalanche just won. I want to say the Avalanche won the year after the Caps
Hockey?
Won. Yeah. These rich dudes operate in a different capacity.
Well, somebody was talking, I think they were talking about that yesterday. It's business to them.
Right.
They don't care where the city is. Okay? They understand. But you think Josh is going to shy away from owning this team, knowing the possibilities he can do? You know, and I think everybody that complains, if they had the opportunity, they'll do it too.
Yeah, it's just Philly, like, parochial protectionism, basically. All right, you ready for this? I got the – here's your schedule for Sunday. Earl Forsey, 9-11. Linnell and Denton, 11-2. Then I guess they turn it over to Westwood. So it's a Westwood 1 broadcast
yeah.
from 2 to postgame. And then you get Toby and DOC after the game.
Ooh.
Then you get Earl back for after the game.
Damn, Earl, you better go sleep in between, dog.
Yo, how late – if they win this game – how late do you think Earl will be on? Till the junkies come on.
The show may be going on, but Earl ain't going to be in there till the junkies come on. I put money on that.
I think Earl does it from home.
Yeah, but still. That game will be over at 6-something.
Say they're out of
Earl will
Westwood
not be
coverage at 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So Toby and Doc will probably take it till 11?
I don't know if they're going to go that long.
That's
4 hours and something, dog.
B, if they win.
Well.
If they win. You don't think people are calling?
People could call, but there's going to be somebody else talking to them later on in that show.
That's wild. Landfill, how much coverage will you be helping out with on Sunday? What can we count on you?
I'm gonna be helping out on the coverage from my couch.
Landfill will be doing post game show. You can call Landfill. Yeah, you can definitely call Landfill before the junkies start Monday morning.
I'll be helping out with the post game show.
I'm fired up. When we come back, we've got Jeff Walker's hype song. Jeff, I hope you did it. Hope you did it right, Jeff.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.